T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Our next guest is a guy who has been great with the Jimmy Fund, dating back to his playing days, and even after his playing days, he is always with us every single year on this Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Joining us live on the Harbor One Hotline, the one and only Roger Clemens. Roger!
How you doing, man?
Good, hey, how are you?
Doing good, Rocket.
Wonderful, wonderful, man. Always good. Hot down here in Texas, but it's good.
Yeah, let me tell you something. It's hotter and more humid right now here in Boston where we are than it is where you are.
I love it. It's great. Yeah. It's the best weather to pitch in, man. It keeps everything loose. And I mean, you only got to go 4 innings though now, right?
So
Roger, you that? Listen, that, I want to ask
that,
you that.
Cut that out. Block that out.
No. We're going to dive into it.
No, because I wanted to ask you that. I wanted to ask you if you ever got a standing ovation from a crowd for going 5 and dive, right? For leaving
in
the
man.
Fifth.
You know, Pards. You've seen it. It was hilarious. You know, doing a little work with Houston. I was in the locker room doing the thing and talking to some of the upper management. And our guy came in after 5 innings. Pitched great, but ran his pitch count up to about 100. And comes in and just exhausted. And rips his jersey off and throws it in the floor by the dirty, you know, the laundry. And I looked over and said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Oh, Mr. Clemens, I'm done." I go, "I know you're done. I watched." I said, "You want 5 innings?" I said, "Pick that up, hang it in your locker. It can't be dirty." Pick the jersey up, hang it back in your locker. So he was flushed. I was kidding him. I had to tell him I was kidding him. He thought I was being serious.
Well, you kind of were, though. Kidding.
What is that? Just, you know, the nerds of baseball kind of, you know, sticking their head where it doesn't belong. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean, it cost the hometown team, I think, World Series when they had to pull Greinke because he was dealing really. I think he gave up a home run on a changeup in the Crawford boxes, which is more difficult than even pitching at Fenway because you got obviously the green monster. But I don't know what his count was, but they, you know, the propeller head said that, you know, they hit, you know, the 370 the third time through or whatever, get him out of there. And you got to go out and do an eye and a heart test every once in a while. I mean, I think the best thing with my pitching coaches over the years, the relationships, whether it was a rookie pitching coach or a veteran, you know, when they would say, "Hey, looks like you're getting gassed a little bit." And then we went right into the mode where I would go out for the seventh or the eighth and it was one hitter at a time. I knew warming up that if I walked that guy or he got a hit, I was coming out. So it gave me incentive to chew an out right there. And now, you know, now my closer or whatever only has to get 4 outs and get one more, maybe only has to get 3. So it was good incentive to do that. And, you know, early, mid-80s, late-80s, when a pitching coach or a manager came out to the mound, and for us as starters, I mean, that was really a category that, you know, we wanted to, you know, finish what we started. We were tucking that ball under our armpit for the most part.
Hiding. We're talking to Roger Clemens. I wonder what your take was this year when Major League Baseball decided that they were going to have the umpires as police, and they were going to start to frisk these guys with foreign substances. Because they felt, and, you know, you were seeing the spin rate was a little bit different when these guys were operating without that stuff. What was your take when they did that?
Well, I think it's the nature of the beast, you know, because, like I said, everybody's into spin rate and everything, and these guys were, you know, using whatever. You know, we had sun block and rosin, and as Lou would tell you, I think every hitter out there would, if they had the choice to make sure that we had a decent grip on the ball throwing, especially like these guys do, you know, 95, 98. And, you know, in Boston and New York and in baseball in the East, the Northeast, April, I mean, if you pick up a water glass and ice, you know, a glass of ice water and hold it, that's kind of what the ball feels like in your hand. So thank goodness, you know, every once in a while the umpires let you, you know, blow moist, you know, blow heat into your hands or whatever. And, but, you know, it's crazy. I was teasing the guys the other day that I can't believe I haven't seen one of these more lighthearted pitchers take one of those rubber fake snakes and put it up in your hat when you take it off one of them umpires check you. Or something like that. You got to put a snake or something in there. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy here, too. They're going to have to change it, I would think, with the bargaining agreement where DH is universal because it makes no sense. I can remember the days here in Houston when I would pitch against, say, one of my friends here in Woody Williams with the Cardinals, and Woody hit bare-knuckled, had 9 inches of pine tar on his bat. I strike him out. He sets his helmet and bat down. The bat boy runs his hat and his glove out to him, goes to the mound. He'd get thrown out of the game now because he has pine tar on his hand because he just hit. Unless you're going to put a Perel station behind the mound or something, you know, to clean up. You know, so they're going to have to get rid of that some shape or form probably too.
So, Rocket, I got to ask you because, I'm on the record. You're a Hall of Famer to me. And you got, seems like, one more year. And that 61%, what goes through your mind, you know, in this next year? I know probably a lot of people are going to be asking you about it.
Yeah, no, they asked it, but it's, you know, it's a pretty easy answer. I mean, it's really after the first year, it was, you know, that if you, you know, feel like people are going to hold a grudge or hold something against you, you know, after the first year, really the date comes and goes. The first year, you know, upset a lot of my, you know, outside family and things like that. But I think, you know, now how they see that it's not something that I, you know, when I embarked on my major league career, it was something that I was trying to do is make the Hall of Fame. I said it before. I think it's more of a selfish thing. I get it. But there's just so many guys I want to thank, and I get to do that on all my milestones, whether it's a 20 strikeout game or a 300 win milestone. I get so many nice texts and phone calls from especially a lot of my catchers who were, you know, that I love the most because, you know, as I think I've told you guys before, I called about 95% of my game from the mound, just with looks in my eyes and things that I did. And so my guys had to pay attention to detail. They couldn't get out there and, you know, let their minds wander a little bit and not pay attention. So those things mean the most to me. The hall's great. I've got a bunch of stuff there. I've obviously went up there and golfed at that course and met those people. And I get, you know, not too long ago, good friend Toby Keith was up there with his band and they went in there and they had to pull out all my stuff from, you know, milestone games. So, if it happens, wonderful. I appreciate the guys that the ones that have looked at the facts and everything that's gone on. But we did it the right way. I put my heart and soul into this game, and I played it the right way. But when somebody's making money off your name too, which they made a lot, it was great that we were able to put a stop to it.
Roger, do you think the media should be the one making these decisions in all sports? Should there not be ex-players, people within the game that might have a different slant on who should be in and who should not be in?
Yeah, I don't really have an opinion. I don't really care either way who votes or who doesn't vote. I mean, it's a great honor. I got a lot of you know, again, people that I was fortunate. 24 years, I pitched against the Luzinskis, the Kingmans, Reggie Jacksons, all the way through the Pujolses and these guys. So it's cool for me to have, you know, that experience. But you know, other than that, again, I don't really put a lot of stock into it either way. Like I told Jimmy Rice, Jimmy got in on year 10 or something and I called him to congratulate him, but I also said, hey, how'd you get better all of a sudden? You know, what'd you do? Did you play semi-pro ball and, get another 100 homers? But you know, and somebody didn't vote for Derek Jeter, I heard. Right. So, yeah. That's incredible in itself. So, again, the guys that vote for you, tip my hat, appreciate them, you know, looking at facts and details and my career in general, and the ones that don't, that, you know, it's their prerogative.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm on record. It is the worst form of voting in the history of anything. I hate it. I despise it. That's me, though. Okay, but yep, it's funny because you mentioned something. You said 24 years, and I was just like, wow, like that is a long freaking time in any profession.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I was going to tell
Glenn. Words out that he's retiring.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anybody can retire once. Yeah. I mean, I can get Brett Favre on this call. I can get Brett Favre on this call real quick, and we can tell you how it works.
Sorry? I don't want to revisit the Susan Waldman call. Okay, right now.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't want to do that either, but it worked out. But it was crazy. I told him, I said, I'm not going back to do that. But Susan's been a great. She was fired up, but it was good. They kept it pretty much a secret. But that was crazy.
See, here's the deal.
We played that soundbite a few times over the years.
Really not retiring. Like he's not going to be on our show, but he's still going to be on the radio.
He's kind of here and there. It's like he's showing up at spring training, popping in once.
So I must tell Roger, I do remember the old days where Roger would have to go across the street over to the Twins to do an interview with us out in the window as we were broadcasting live. But I ran into Roger one time. I think I was going to a Super Bowl or whatever. I ran into him at the Houston airport, and we sat down and talked for about 45 minutes, and it was a delightful conversation. So I've always enjoyed talking to you over the years. And the other thing I love about you, as I said, you've been great with the Jimmy Fund. Now, are we going to do batting practice? What are we doing?
Yeah, well, so, everything's been put on hold, and that's one of my favorite things. I actually just did one 2 hours ago here at the house because they're kind of doing the same thing down at Minute Maid where I was going to do something with these guys. So I got them over to the house and threw to them. I only hit two of them in the middle of the back, so we
not
had
bad.
A good – no, I didn't.
Not bad.
No, I didn't. But we had fun with those guys, and they're actually at the Astros game right now. It's a 1 o'clock game, so that was kind of the package. But there's nothing like – when Pam and the Red Sox and the front office over there, they auction me off in the middle of a game. And it's fun for me to get back out there and I get to walk up to this group of businessmen or whoever it is. And what's cool about, obviously, Fenway is I whisper to him, I go, you understand, you guys are standing right in the same spot that Ted William and Yaz stood. And, the Bay, it's incredible. So that's what makes that package. And it helps out my foundation we've had forever and help at-risk kids. But more importantly and still fond of me is, like you guys said, the Jimmy Fund. And there's now not a better time than ever when there's, I hate it that the guys can't go over and see the kids personally. It's just the personal part of it. And again, I reach out to those families because we have Memorial Hermann here, and it's the same thing. You just hate to see some of these people go through a little bit of this alone. It's just dreadful.
I've never forgot that story of the first time you went over there. A little girl is sitting there, and you're going, who are you? And you're saying, I'm Roger Clemens. And she's going, no, you're not. And then you come back over to the ballpark. You put the uniform on. You go back over to the clinic and say, here I am. I'm Roger Clemens.
Yeah, our wonderful Boston police guys grabbed me and whisked me back. But, I was a little flustered because I couldn't get her to believe it was me. and so I went back and put the uni on, and I was good to go.
Listen, we're always grateful that you're always here every year for us with the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And as I said, I enjoyed being around you and covering you. And like Lou, I hope you do get the opportunity to get into the Hall of Fame. I think you deserve it.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it, guys. I'll be up there. I'm coming up your way in a couple of weeks. I think I'm staying over to play in Wake's golf tournament, so I'm looking forward to get back up there. And
for the show here. Just saying. You're bored. Come on over. Glenn's gone.
Hey, Roger, you want nothing to do with the media, and you know it. You know it.
I'm going to get up there and play a little golf with my buddy Eddie Miller, so we'll be up there.
Awesome.
All right, Roger.
Thanks, Roger. Thanks so we appreciate it.
Right.
See you later.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today. Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.